First Peter chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the knowledge ahead of time by God the Father, through making holy by the Spirit, to obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has fathered us again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that doesn't fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith to salvation, ready to be revealed in the end times, in which you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if necessary, you're in heaviness through many temptations, so that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, will be found to praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you don't see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, about which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied about the grace that would come to you, searching what or what kind of time the Spirit of Christ that was in them meant when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would follow, to whom it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they ministered the things that are now reported to you by those who preach the gospel to you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. So strengthen your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, like obedient children, not building yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but like he that has called you is holy, so you be holy in every aspect of living, because it is written, you be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your temporary residence here in fear, since you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your wrong lifestyle, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who truly was preordained before the foundation of the world, but was made clearly visible in these last times for you, who by him believe in God, who raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope would be in God. Since you purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit to unpretended love of the brothers, make sure you love each other with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that lives and remains forever. For all flesh is like grass, and all the glory of man like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower of it falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word that by the gospel is preached to you.